I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta. Today on the show, I am joined by the Puerto Rican Barbie herself, Nasha Lopez. Today, we talk about pageants, popcorn, and good old-fashioned pimples. But first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who substitutes unsalted butter for oil in all of her cake mixes for that real bakery taste. But first, let's get into some things that are Very Delta. We have to have a heart-to-heart. I didn't want to do this, but you made me do it. I didn't want to drag them through the mud, but you made me do it. It's something that I've realized. I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, but I feel like there is a theory within a conspiracy, and it's happening at McDonald's. I think McDonald's is not fully understanding the ramifications of their sauce policy. And I don't think that they are in a space to be honest with us. I think they're afraid of us. I think they're afraid of us complaining about the broken ice cream machine, especially during the month of March when they were supposed to have shamrock shakes and most of the locations did not have them because the fucking ice cream machine was broken. I think they're afraid of us for a lot of reasons. And I think they want us to use their app to feel like they're moving with the time. And they want to have these little stations where you pull up and park and we'll bring your order out to you. All of these things are causing them to not be able to be honest with us about the sauces. Every time I go to McDonald's and I order a 10-piece nugget, I ask for barbecue sauce. And it says it on the fucking menu. And then I drive up and I pay and I give them the money and they scan the card or you put the card in and then you drive up. And they give you your food, or they say, can you go to priority two? And you go to priority two. And before I leave with my food from the window, I look inside because I've stopped having anxiety about the people behind me. I don't give a shit anymore. I want my barbecue sauce and my ketchup. So I will look in the bag, and if it's not in there, I will say, oh, could I get barbecue sauce and ketchup for this? Again, I feel like if I go like this, I feel like if I raise my brows like that, that says to them, like, I'm making myself small. Like, my request is just like this. And so I'm like, here's some barbecue sauce. Can I get some barbecue sauce? Oh, hey. Oh, sorry. I try to get down like this. And I look up at the window. Excuse me. Hi. I know you're busy. Oh, it's lunch rush, right? Every day, 12 o'clock. Could I get some barbecue sauce? Oh, I know. What happened to me yesterday? And I went through and I asked that. And the girl goes, it's all in the bag. And I looked again in the bag because I thought maybe it's underneath something. There's four items in the bag. It's not going to be under there. The items were, well, no, there were five because it was the two cheeseburgers plain. And then it was the 10-piece nugget. And then it was the fries. Don't judge me. That was the order. Knock it off. And there was napkins, so there was technically five things. So I looked again, and there wasn't anything in there. And I was like, actually, it's not in there. She goes, they put it in there. And I said, well, actually, I watched you pack the bag. You packed the bag, and they're not in there. I don't know why I keep having this conversation, and I think it's because when people read me, and they're like, girl, it's not that deep. It is that fucking deep. Because I said it before and I'll say it again. If she told me the total was $9.73 and I said, well, today I'm giving you $9, there would be a problem giving me the bag. I believe there would be a problem giving me the bag. So what happens is she like gets all huffy and gives me this like handful like this of ketchup and barbecue sauce. And she like puts it out and it's all falling everywhere. She wants to create some scene or whatever and have her authority. So I got it and I put it in my bag. I said, "You have a nice day." And then she didn't say anything. And I said, "You have a nice day." And she didn't say anything. And I know you think I'm a loser and you're mad at me because you feel like the $20 an hour that you're getting is still not enough. And it's my fault as the consumer. Take it up with your boss. How many more? What else do I have to do? I vote. And I go and I'm nice and I make myself small. I'm sorry. Can't catch it. Like, I'm tired of doing that. Fuck yourself. If you don't like that, like, I don't know what you want me to do for you. But guess what you're going to do? Run me my ketchup. Run me my barbecue. Shut your fucking hole. I don't want to hear your mouth. I don't want to see your side glance. And if you do that, yeah, I'm going to ask for the manager. I'm going to fucking wedge this up so it's higher in the back and lower in the front. And I'm going to fucking put my bangs down and I'm going to call 911 and I'm going to do it all. You think that's what I do? Then turn me into that. I'm so tired of being an asshole for asking for ketchup and then you telling me, "Oh, I already put it in there." You know goddamn well you didn't put no ketchup in there. You know you didn't put no barbecue. And you know what makes it worse? Go wait in priority two. Well, you know what happens there? Now you've just released your authority and your ability to make sure that the order is right. You've pushed that onto someone else. So now, not only is it not your responsibility, it's now a third person's responsibility to try to figure out if that stuff's going to go in there. Now, you know, as well as I do, we all learned during the pandemic that they were sealing bags with stickers. What is that person going to do? Are they going to pop the sticker and go, "Oh, I bet you that person wanted ketchup and barbecue sauce like it says on the receipt. Well, it's not in the bag. Let me go get it for them." No, because they've got to pump out. They got to keep going, keep going, keep going. I don't know if maybe the bigger conspiracy behind all of this is that the sauces are so expensive for them that they're just training people to forget to put the sauces in so that they do not have a shrinkage issue. Like, they are not worried anymore about sauces being too expensive. Here's what I propose. Maybe I said it before. You know what? I say the same shit over and over because I'm fucking crazy. And because the sign of a crazy person is fucking doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. But I keep doing it. I told you I wrote off Popeyes already. I'm not doing Popeyes. You know what my theory is behind Popeyes being so good in the South and in the Midwest, but being fucking hot garbage here? It's because it originates there. So I think people have more pride there. I bet you if In-N-Out opened up in, I don't know, Missouri, people would think it was vomitous because nobody there has any pride behind it. If you had Del Taco in Wisconsin, they probably wouldn't like it either because they would go, "We don't know. We don't shred our cheese fresh here like they brag about in California." I think Popeyes is probably fucking great in Charlotte, North Carolina, or I don't know, in the somewhere else, wherever it originates from, it's probably wonderful there because people have a little bit of pride in it. They don't have any pride here, and there's probably nobody here properly training them. They probably send one fucking dude over here, and they're like, "Hey, go open up a Popeyes." And they're like, "Guess what? We're going to have these frozen tenders. You're going to throw them in a bag, push them out, get going." So my conspiracy about the sauce is that, yeah, it's too expensive. They want to sort of wean people off of the sauce. But here's what I propose. Just put on the menu a $1 and $1.50 package. And they are Ziploc bags that have already been sealed. And inside of them are 8 ketchups and 2 sauces. And you tell people, "We no longer give out sauce. So we're never going to make a mistake again with giving you free sauce. We now charge for sauce and ketchup. Would you like a $1.50 packet or would you like a $1 packet? These are what's in them and that's what you get. We only offer those kinds of sauces. They come out and we can guarantee you're going to get it because you paid for it." Simple. I don't want anything for free. I'm not trying to say like, "You owe me sauces. I need all this." The lady tried to call me out before at Jack in the Box when I asked for a ranch pack, I asked for a ranch tub and she said, "Those are only for appetizers." That's their new policy. So I said, "Oh, well, I guess I don't have appetizers." She said, "We have to charge you 25 cents. I said, "Okay, well, I'll pay 25 cents. That's when I realized that's their policy. If you order onion rings, nuggets, anything that's like a food item that's dippable that is not a French fry, they're going to have to charge you. Once upon a time, they didn't. Okay, well, now they do. Not a big deal, but we need to be clear on what the expectation is. So that's what I'm saying at McDonald's. Just tell me, hey, no free sauce, Piggy. No free sauce for you. Stop asking. We're not doing that anymore. Because we are so busted in here that we cannot figure out how to get the sauces in the bag properly and without lying to you. So what we're going to do is we're going to charge you for them, and we're going to be strict and say to our employees, if they pay for the sauce, you better handle it like it's a hamburger or a French fry and make sure it's in that bag. You have to. Just change the policy. It's fine. But I'm tired of this, like, oh, you wanted sauce? What does it say on the receipt? Somebody has to read the receipt and go, two cheeseburgers plain. Does that have a drive-through custom sticker on it? Okay, well, then you acknowledge that that's a drive-through custom on those two cheeseburgers. What's next? Large French fry. Okay. Is there more than 8 French fries in that large cup because they're $5 and fucking 19 cents? That's a whole other issue. That's a whole other monologue. We're going to talk about that next week probably, because I'm not done with McDonald's. I'm not done with the employees. I'm not done with your ugliness. Just look at it and say, oh, they bought the $1.50 package. Make sure and put it in there. But all these, did you order on the app today? Did you want to add something onto the app? Oh, for God's sake, throw the app in the garbage. People always telling me, $5.19, you shouldn't spend that. Just get the app. And I downloaded the app. Oh my God, that's another issue. How about this? How about you just stop playing in my face? And people, it's not that deep. Oh girl, you're going off again. Yes, I'm going to have a heart attack from this. Probably not even from the food, not even from my clogged arteries, from the fact that nobody takes fucking pride in anything that they do. And I get it. It's not your career. I know. You're like, it's just a job. I don't care. They don't pay me well. Baby, let me tell you something. When this money breaks down, I bet you when all is said and done, between screeching into this microphone, between walking around in a circle to Sheena Easton lost hits and begging for dollar bills, between making cameo videos, I bet you I don't make $20 an hour when it all boils down to it. But somebody else is, and they can't put ketchup in the bag, and I'm rude for asking for ketchup. Can I get some ketchup? My God, what more do you want me to do? Do you want a blowjob for ketchup? You want me to throw neck for ketchup? Is that what you want? Do you want what? I'm confused. I'm confused as to what level. I'm confused as to what level you want me to come. And people just like, I know it's a rough world out there. It really is. I know we are just a handful of people that are seeing the other side of tragedies around the world. It's scary. It's frightening. It's an ugly place to be. But if I'm making myself small for you, can't you make yourself big for me? Say that shit with your chest. You know what, Ronald McDonald? You've been clowning in my face for years. I've never been afraid of you. I used to be afraid of clowns. I used to be scared of the dick. Now I throw lips. You know what I'm saying? I loved you for years. I was never mad at you. But you keep playing this game. I'm telling you. And the other clown, Jack, he's doing the same thing. I need to stop playing with you people that have these masks on. Take your mask off. Show me the real you. You're afraid of being real. You're afraid of being real with me. Even Pink Lipstick Lady, she's got her mask on. Why do I do that? Why do I, like, why? Like, I'm like this. Like, hi. Oh, sorry. Shh. Hi, could I get a ketchup? Can I get a ketchup? Like when you're at a restaurant. Oh, can I get a box? Oh my God, my nail just fell off. Oh my God. Do you want to see me get nail glue? I think you want to see me get nail glue. Do you know what's very Delta? Factor. Factor makes eating better so easy with their delicious ready-to-eat meals. These meals only take 2 minutes to heat up and are perfect for my busy schedule. Not only is the food delicious, but I've saved so much money by using Factor. These meals are less expensive than takeout and are curated by chefs to be restaurant quality. With over 35 options to choose from every week, I find myself trying new things and discovering new food combinations that I absolutely love. This week, I indulged in the cheesy chicken and broccoli casserole with brown jasmine rice. And let me tell you, the casserole is comfort food at its finest. A sprinkle of gooey cheese tops off this hearty meal and totally sends me every time I eat it. Head to factormeals.com/VeryDelta50 and use code VeryDelta50 to get 50% off. That's code VeryDelta50 at factormeals.com/VeryDelta50 to get 50% off.
Curious about how you can achieve smooth, natural-looking, long-lasting filler results? The Juvederm collection of fillers has 6 unique gel fillers that add subtle volume and are designed for different needs and specific areas of the face, like lips, cheeks, chin, smile lines, under eyes, and jawline. Ask your licensed specialist for a full face assessment today and download the Alle app. That's Alle, the official loyalty program of Juvederm, to save on treatments and to get a look that's true to you. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Juvederm.com.
Today's guest is a former Miss Continental who graced the screens of RuPaul's Drag Race on season 8 and All Stars 8. She's your mommy, but she's also your papi. It's the one and only Nayshia Lopez.
Hola. No, hola.
Well, you can do both, right?
You said mommy and papi, so absolutely. I have to do both.
I mean, I feel like just right off the cuff, because we were just talking about it off camera. You have, everybody's just seen Continental Plus and Continental Elite weekend, right? You have a different set of eyes than most people would have. I'm somebody who admires it from watching just from social media. You have been Miss Continental.
Yes.
You have been in the highest ranking of Mr. Continental.
Yeah.
You've also been on Drag Race.
Absolutely.
So you see it from so many viewpoints. Tell me about that.
And the number one viewpoint, I would say, is as a fanatic.
I love
I'm
it.
Such a fan of drag, of performance art, and that's first and foremost. So it's really how I fell in love with it all. But yeah, it's so true. I get to see it in a competitive way, even judging it. You know, you want to sit there, you want to judge, and I'm like, oh, that was fierce. That was not so fierce. You know what I mean? It's a good time. It's a good time. But it's just performance art. It's drag, and I'm so in love with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so special. Like I was saying, we were glued to the Continental Pageantry Instagram page, which kept updating over and over and over. And then there was a point like towards the end where I was like, oh my gosh, I should have just streamed this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's something that's offered to people that can't make it there. But I've said it before on this podcast, I'm going to make it a priority to get myself there just to watch.
You have to. There is nothing like that Continental essence and aura while you're there. There's nothing like that stage, that audience.
Right.
Which, by the way, I just want to send a shout out to Leanne Feathers, who's the one that won Miss Continental Elite. Both winners, Plus and Elite, but especially Elite, because I've known her since I was like 16 years old.
Oh, wow.
She has dreamt of this for as long as I could remember.
Yeah.
And so for her to accomplish this, she transitioned at such a very late age, and she really didn't think this was going to be something that was possible, and first time at Elite, and look at, she did it. So congratulations. I love you so much. Yeah.
Okay, I love that. I love that. And you you reigned in 2013.
I did.
You did. And is there a difference in pageantry now versus just those few years ago, or has it remained the same?
For the most part, it has remained the same, but with other competitions, so to speak, let's just say that, have had their effect on what pageantry is. You know,
right.
Before, we didn't have social media And so if you wanted to tour and you wanted to go all over the States,
right,
what you had to do is you had to get into pageantry. Right. And that's where you would get the most exposure. Now everyone wants to be on Drag Race.
Right.
You know what I mean? So with pageantry, that was the it and all. Mm-hmm. You know, and you would take 2-3 dresses and you would tour the entire country.
Sure.
And no one would know what was in that suitcase, what you wore there, because there was no social media.
Right.
So there has been a little bit of an evolution because it's become more challenging. Mm-hmm. Challenging to get contestants, challenging to reign, challenging just to live off of just doing drag.
Right.
You know, being a title holder. So, yeah, it's the core of it is still the same. But yes, there's been a lot of changes, too.
Yeah. I love that you say that about the core, because as somebody who only watches from afar and admires pageantry, specifically Miss Continental, I feel like I see it as a commitment to the excellence of female impersonation, female celebration. And then the same goes, of course, for Mr. Continental. It's the appreciation, it's the dedication.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I've heard these catchphrases when people say, like, whether they're celebrating or deterring from someone who has one, they will say something like, well, it was so-and-so's year. And I think that's a double-edged sword, because some people go, oh, it was just given to them because of this. But I think it can be reclaimed by saying, no, what you mean to say is their dedication finally hit its point.
Absolutely.
Where someone said, I see you well-rounded now. I see you fully walking in your light. This is the year.
Absolutely. I see you for the entertainer that you are,
right,
for the entertainer that you have strived to be.
Right.
I see you comfortable in your own skin. I see your vulnerability. I see all of that.
Right.
I agree with you 100%.
That's how it feels. That's how it feels.
It is. It totally is.
I love that. I love that about it. And again, you having that viewpoint of doing both sides,
yeah,
of the pageant, you have been Miss Continental.
Yes.
You have been in the highest ranking of Mr. Continental. I would say dressing for a pageant in drag seems like it would be more work, but I don't know that that's the case.
No.
Right?
No. So, you know, they both have their challenges, but it's so funny because competing for Mr., mm-hmm, I was definitely at the gym a whole lot more.
Sure.
It's funny because if you don't know me and you just know me in drag, you know that my drag aesthetic is pageant girl.
Sure.
It's very, you know, we all know what it is.
Polished.
Yes. And I had to step away from that, from what I was used to and what I'm comfortable in. And I had to be more of myself.
Okay.
Because they're like, oh, well, now you're going to have to be masculine. I'm like, well, do you think that I walk around the streets?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's not my personality.
Right.
But they also know Naysha. So they were like, how is this going to happen? But believe it or not, I got to be more myself. The challenge was, whenever you're doing anything in performance, for me, it was, I have to be at my most fierce and my most,
sure,
feminine.
Sure.
And this was completely opposite of that. And it was holding that back. So it's like, I'm about to walk in swimsuit. Oh, bring it back. That's not what we're doing today. So that became the challenge. But it's all a sort of, you know, performance, right? And drag, sort of speak. So as long as I was having fun, it just really doesn't matter,
yeah,
at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I mean, I even think, like, you know, you think of people going like undercover for something, a police officer,
yeah,
or an FBI agent.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah, you tap into other parts of yourself that, like you said, if you're constantly celebrated for being in drag and somebody says, I want to see your excellence, that doesn't,
absolutely,
have that.
Yeah.
It's just, it's finding that other part of you.
Yeah,
which
totally
makes it so much harder, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it's like saying, let's celebrate someone's birthday, but we don't want any balloons. We don't want any candles.
None of it.
We don't want any flowers.
Don't even say happy birthday.
Right. Don't even say happy birthday. But let me know that you are really, really celebrating. You travel from Chicago to LA weekly.
I do.
It's a thing you do.
I do. So I went from living in Puerto Rico to Chicago, and I lived there all of my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to move to LA. And so I live here now, and I travel every single week back to Roscoe's. Hey, Roscoe's, love you. And I do my thing every single week. I have one of the best jobs ever.
I love that.
Roscoe's has really stepped up and shown appreciation for their talent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't say, well, what are you going to do to keep me here? It was more like, hey, I'm moving. So, and they were like, well, what can we do to keep you here? And that just shows the level of commitment and appreciation that they have for their talent. Mm-hmm. And I love them for it.
I love that. I mean, I've talked about this before, and I think everybody feels the same. It's this idea of not just compensation, but facilitation.
Absolutely.
Making me feel like I'm part of this family. And I think for some people, they do only see just like which check is one penny more than over somewhere
yes.
else. And that's the one I'm going to go to.
Yes.
And there's so much more that has to be understood or has to be celebrated because you're creating a relationship
absolutely.
With people that are your family.
Yeah.
Right.
And they essentially become your family.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's what it was with Roscoe's. It was like, you know, a booking maybe once every, you know, few months to being there weekly, right. speaking to them almost on an everyday basis. They truly are. That's home. Roscoe's yeah. is truly home and family for sure.
Well, I think people may, you know, if they follow you on social media, they can see where you're going to be and this and
yeah.
that. The first time I realized that you were splitting time between both all the way across the country, both
yeah.
states, was at the airport.
Yeah.
Because I was leaving very, very early. I can't remember where I was flying,
uh-huh.
but I remember I went over to a terminal that just seemed like it was dead, like nothing was happening. And there was a few people
mm-hmm.
straggling around, looking around. I thought, am I in the right place? So the security opens and I'm looking ahead of me. And I'm a people watcher.
Yeah,
so I'm
same.
Like, oh, that's
I love
a
it.
Family. That's a mom and dad, mm-hmm. whatever. And I thought, I feel like I know that person, but I could only see them from behind. I could only see their back. And I just saw them walking. And I thought, well, I just see this guy walking. Why do I feel like I know them? And I'm looking and I'm like, I know that ass. I know that ass.
How many times do I
and
hear that?
And that's the only one of, that's one of the only asses I know that can shapeshift from a lady to a man. And it just seems to work.
Yeah.
It just seems to work either way. And I was like, that's fucking Nisha Lopez
yeah.
in the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever time
yeah.
it was, probably earlier
yeah.
than that.
It was earlier than that, yeah.
So once we divided up, I was like, Nisha, you were like, what are you doing here? I was like, I knew your ass.
Yeah.
And there were people that were like, what the fuck did this just say?
Yeah.
Who was he talking to this guy? And it was so funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Because there's certain people you just know for their walk or this or that.
Oh, totally.
But people know you. And like that's the interesting thing about Continental is being able to rank so highly as somebody legendary in that with a body that actually goes perfectly either way you want it to go.
Absolutely.
I mean, live.
The what do you call it? The sorcery.
Yes, it really is. It
yeah.
really is shape-shifting.
Oh, it totally is. I mean, and people don't really think about it. It's not an easy thing to do. For example, if I'm in drag, it's like posture is straight up, chest out. But when I'm performing as a male or competing in male, it's slightly different. It's like mm-hmm. chest up, but shoulders a little bit wider now, you know, to look a little wider and the hips not so drawn out. Like it really is like a thing. It
yeah.
really is. But yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That is so funny. So when you were first runner up for Mr. Continental in 2021, you won swimsuit.
Yes.
What's the key? What's the trick to swimsuit in either pageant?
And this goes for both. You are a salesman and it
yeah.
is your body and swimsuit and sex appeal. You are just serving all of it, selling all of it.
Yeah.
If you don't buy it, they're not going to either.
Uh-huh.
There's a level of confidence that you have to feel and you have to remember to be yourself. You don't have to go do the extra. I've seen guys in swimsuit come out and, you know, they start lifting their arms up and showing their abs and all that. That's all extra shit. You're doing too much. You're
yeah.
not being yourself. And we're losing you
yeah.
while you're doing all that. You're giving all that and we're losing you. Because now uh-huh. it's performance. Now I'm not watching you just
right.
sell this swimsuit. You know what I mean? And so it's keeping it real, staying true to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and just serving it.
What is, do you think, in pageantry, like the category where people have the most difficult time wrapping their self around?
It's going to be interview and question and answer.
Okay.
They always get wrapped up in the idea of you as a judge and what they think you want to hear. Mm-hmm. And they get wrapped up in the idea of what they have to say to get the audience to fall in, opposed to answering from the heart and answering honestly.
Right.
It happens all the time. They try to go in for the clap and then you just see them just crash right. and burn right in front of you. Then the one person comes and says, answers from the heart and honestly, gets to the point, they score the highest, you know?
Have you ever, like, can you, does anything come to mind, like a way unusual talent or like, are there, I see people sing, mm-hmm. play an instrument, mm-hmm. do a lip sync performance,
yeah.
do a monologue, something with big dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And like I, with friends, we'll always say, oh, if you did it, what would you do? Oh, girl, I right. would do this. I would do that. Because, you know, people always say what
absolutely,
they're going
to do. Absolutely.
And I'm always like, girl, I don't dance. I couldn't do. Like, what would I have people try to pick me up?
Yeah.
Like, they already saw people pick somebody up before. Yeah. They're not like, I've never seen that. Now, maybe they've never seen it happen as effortlessly as someone can do
no.
it. But what are, have you seen anything crazy?
I'm going to use this year, the most recent pageant that just passed, the Elite, and the winner, Leanne. Leanne is not a dancer.
Uh-huh.
She is a florist, and her talent was to build a beautiful flower arrangement
yeah.
within 2 minutes and like 30 seconds. And it was beautiful. And it was her. It's what she does. It's what she's comfortable doing.
Right.
She was doing what she does and what she loves. And it really showed.
It
yeah.
really did.
Yeah.
I was watching that. And like I said, when they were like doing the updates as they were going,
mm-hmm.
I was like kind of on bated breath. I was
yeah.
like, oh, my God, how much longer does she have?
Is
like,
she going to make it?
Is it going to be done? What is it going to look like? How do you yeah. even do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was flawless.
Yeah.
It was so exciting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Really, again, that idea of showcasing.
Yeah.
What do you do?
And if you're competing, you know how to do drag.
Yeah.
Just let's find how we bring out the different aspects of, you know, your artistry into mm-hmm. that, you know?
Miss Continental Plus 2025, I will be showcasing my talent of complaining. Let's take a break.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Ys. Movies Baby!
We are back with Nayshia Lopez. We're talking about everything. You live here in LA, but you've spent so much time in Chicago.
Yeah.
Here's my question. As somebody who's only been to Chicago once.
Okay.
And I think I probably just had like McDonald's or something.
Okay.
I didn't have. If I go, do I need to experience Chicago barbecue, Chicago hot dog, like a Chicago dog,
uh-huh.
or Chicago deep dish pizza? What's the ranking? What do I need to try first, second, third?
Oof.
That's hard, right?
Yeah, it is hard.
It's that food
is
celebrated.
Because I'm going to say barbecue is going to be the last one
okay.
because I've had better barbecue outside of Chicago.
Okay.
But it's going to be deep dish, then a Chicago dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deep dish is just other level. I have some here in LA. I found a place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where is it?
In Silver Lake.
Is that, okay, does that sound right?
Okay, Silver Lake. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but
it wasn't perfect.
It's no.
Yeah.
You have to go to Chicago for Chicago dish, deep dish. It's so good. And just my favorite is pepperoni, spinach, and garlic. Do you like those?
Ooh, that sounds perfect.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So you have to try that, Chicago deep dish. And there's plenty of restaurants that you can try deep dish in
Chicago.
Yeah, I need that. And then a Chicago dog. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you have ketchup on a Chicago dog?
If it was served to me that way, I would absolutely have it. Yeah. I just love anything pickly. Okay. All the pickled stuff.
So the proper way to have a Chicago dog is without ketchup. Ketchup does not come on hot dogs.
Okay,
actually.
Then I won't have it.
That's like a...
But mustard's there.
Yeah, mustard is there.
Okay.
Mustard, relish, hot peppers, onions.
I need that. I need it.
Tomatoes.
Oh, because like they cut tomatoes. Them in half or they chop them?
They'll either put them in half, like take one and put in half, or they'll chop them and just put them like right on top.
Yeah.
So good. So Chicago dog has no ketchup and is absolutely amazing.
It sounds, I mean,
it's so
I've
good.
Had versions here, but they're just people saying like, we're paying tribute to it, but you got to have the real thing.
No, you got to have the real thing. It's
I want that we need
so
a snap.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I want pickles.
Oh, all of that and the pickle, duh. And I then that pickle right on top. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
You know what else I've had from Chicago that I absolutely love? I think it's Garrett's popcorn.
Oh, yeah. You can even get it from at the airport. It's everywhere. Yeah. It's so good. You have people waiting in line to get them some Garrett's popcorn.
Yes.
It's so good.
The first time I had it was my cousin is a flight attendant. So she was like, oh, I have to get this when I saw it. And then Big Dipper had bought it for me. And then I realized that some people like to mix it. Some people like to separate it.
How do you like it?
Oh, I like any way that
it's
served to me.
I like the...
Delivered to my home.
You know, that's the right way. That big tin bucket.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like this big.
It's huge.
And then it has the divider in it. So it's the cheese one, the butter one, and the caramel one.
Which one are you eating first?
And see, my favorite is butter. I live for the classic butter taste. But that cheese one just does it.
And then
it starts to get a little too salty. And then you take a little caramel.
See,
and then it just works out.
You are so logical. Like, that's how it works.
Oh, absolutely.
That is how it works. You know, I will even, and I love Garrett's, don't get me wrong, and I think it's worth every penny.
Yeah.
There's some people are like, that's expensive. No. I can get that at Walmart. You can't get it at Walmart.
Actually, you can, but.
But, well, maybe. But I will take a cheapy tin of popcorn, too.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm down for all of them. I want them all. I love them.
You know what I did
them.
The other day about popcorn? Since we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the gym, and I go to the gym, have this great workout, and then I'm like, I deserve a little, like, treat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what am I going to get? And my gym is right outside of a movie theater. And I just smelled the popcorn. Mm-hmm. I peeked in and I'm like, they're like, ticket. I'm like, no, just quick question. Is it all right if I just buy a bucket of popcorn? And they're like, oh, absolutely. So outside of the gym, just worked out. Here I am with this big old bucket of popcorn with all this extra butter and just as happy as can be. Oh my God, I love popcorn.
Let me ruin your life. I'm going to ruin your life and your cholesterol and your beautiful body. I learned last year when I moved that I was on DoorDash thinking, what do I want to eat? And something popped up and I was like, does that say AMC on here? You can DoorDash.
What?
Popcorn from AMC theaters. And I did it. And baby, I'll tell you, the bag is this round and it's that tall. And it comes with a container like this of the oil, the popcorn oil to pour out, like the butter.
The butter.
For $14. That's cheaper than the bucket.
What?
Baby, and it's in a trash bag.
Oh my gosh.
Next time I see you here, we're going to be sharing dresses.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just
Next time you're here, you're going to be winning Continental Plus.
Yeah, I'm going to win every division.
All of them.
Yeah. All of them.
Popcorn is the ticket.
I love it.
So tell me about House of Hall, Jada Essence Hall, Kimora Hall, Dita Ritz.
I hate all of them. No. you know, besides being Drag Race sisters, they're sisters. When I started drag, I didn't necessarily have a drag mother. I learned how to do makeup on my own. I was a hairstylist, learned how to do hair on my own, all that kind of stuff, just on my own. But there was someone who taught me to value myself as an artist and the professional aspect of drag. You know, if you're there, if you're supposed to be there at noon and you're there at noon, you're late. You know, 15 minutes before, this kind of thing. You want to be continental, you got to do this, like all that kind of stuff. But it was just how to be a professional and really value myself as an artist. And that was Taj Mahal. Mm-hmm. And so that is the closest person that I have to having a drag mother. Wow. And I remember I would see, I worked with her every Wednesday at Hydrate, and it was always daughter this and daughter that and daughter this. So yeah, that was definitely my drag mom.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I feel like there's always a fact about people from Drag Race that not everybody knows or mm-hmm. celebrates or is surprised by. Mm-hmm. And something we have in common, we are both licensed cosmetologists.
Yeah. 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 I love that.
Yeah. I love that too. I didn't know that about you. And then after digging around, I was mm-hmm. like, what?
Yeah. You know, growing up, as a kid, you used to ask me, what were you going to be when you grow up? Like, mm-hmm. what are you going to do when you grow up? And I used to say I was going to be an Oscar winner. That was my gig. I'm an Oscar winner. I'm going to be an actor. Like, that was the whole thing, right? And it was my mom that was like, you have to have something that you do that you love to fall back on if those things don't work out and blah, 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 this and all that kind of stuff. And so I have loved hair for as far back as I can remember. Right. The first Barbie that I ever got to play with was because of her hair. So yeah, I'm a licensed cosmetologist.
I love that.
Yeah.
I always think that to be really good, I feel like in drag, female impersonation, whatever you consider, you have to know at least a little bit about everything.
Absolutely.
And then you kind of master one thing where you're like, oh no, I'm really good at that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you have to know how to model in front of a camera. Not saying you're going to be a supermodel, but you got to know your angle, what looks best.
Absolutely.
It's just like when you sat here, you were like, okay, what am I looking at? How can I best showcase within these parameters?
Exactly.
I think that's so fascinating that you do that. And that advice, too, that you have to have a little bit of something that you can fall back on.
Absolutely.
But, you know, again, being an actor, I mean, these are just extensions of what we already do. You just recently, and when I say recently, I think everything after the pandemic is recently.
Oh, it is.
You know, got to work with J-Lo. You and some of the dolls got to work with J-Lo. So that's a step in that direction.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say this because I've met her more than once. I've worked with her once, was around her for several days. And the work ethic that mm-hmm. that woman has is like no other.
Right.
The input in every single from costume to hair to choreography. I mean, she was, as the girls are coming down the runway, she's like, I'd like if you do this. Can you do this? Dancers, can you do this? I need to see full out. And can you do this? Can you do that? She is involved in all planning and all aspects mm-hmm. of everything that she does. She works so hard. When they told us she was coming to rehearsal, they're like, yeah, she just wrapped yesterday her movie Mother overseas. She's getting on a plane. She's going to the house to change. She's getting in a car and coming to rehearsal. Like, it was like one thing after the other, after the other. And and at 53 years old, you know, it's absolutely amazing. And it's admirable, the work.
Yeah, I think, and I remember some of the girls also that got to work with you on that project saying the same thing. They said, we were there and we each did our thing. And then she had a little note for everyone. Can I see some more of this? Mm-hmm. Or maybe pull back on that. You don't have to go so much on that because, you know, you're giving, you know, you've worked with so many other people as well. It's nice when you work with someone who looks at you and says, I can see based on what you're giving me, what your capabilities are.
Right.
I don't think we're showcasing you best this way.
Absolutely.
Maybe you are somebody who gives us a posing and a modeling, and you over here, we can just amp up this dancing ability. Like, everyone can be showcased so differently, you know?
And that was exactly what she did. She's watching everyone and giving everybody pointers, and it was so funny. So I do my part, and I'm second in the lineup. We have done this several times, and I'm just like, so I had to do my part, and she had like a moment with everyone. She's like, I want you to do it like this. I want you to do it like that. And then I would come and do my part, and she's like, you know, great. And then I'm like, where the fuck is my moment with
her? Right,
like, I'm like, do I need to mess up so I can have him? I just want her to correct me. I want to chat with her. Uh-huh. But, you know, later on, we had our moment and we got to chat and all that kind of stuff. And then if you watch the video of all the behind the scenes stuff, I look like that stalker fan because it's like everywhere she was standing, I was no more than 3 feet away from her.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm just obsessed. But yeah.
That is so funny. How would you say your experience from season 8 of Drag Race was versus All-Stars 8? Was there, did you go in with a different feeling?
I'm not sure if you know this or not, but, you know, someone pulled out very last okay. minute, and I got a call. It was about two weeks before, and it was one of those things that I could either say yes and do this, or they may never ask me again.
Right.
So what do I do? And so I sat there and just kind of thought about it for a sec. And I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
And so going into this one, it was really quick. I had to get ready really fast.
How do you do
so
that?
So it's a lot of decision making. You know how when you...
a lot of decision making.
Yes, because you know, as queens, you know how we are. We want to be creative, right? So you're right. Oh, this brown hair, finger waved, all the way to the middle back would be gorgeous. But if I do this bob, right. I can actually... No, it was none of that. It was like, nope, it's the finger wave, it's black, and it's red shoes. Next, what?
Right.
Because there was no time to get so creative and try to come up with all these different options. And let's try this. And, you know, maybe I'll take two looks like this and figure it out. No, there was no time for any of that. Not to mention, you know, financially, you're just like, oh, so now I have a $30,000 bill that I didn't have 2 weeks ago, you know?
Right.
So it was pretty challenging, but I don't regret it. I'm good.
Yeah. My hat's off to anyone that's able, not just to get ready for All-Stars and go on All-Stars, but then to be in that position.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's got to be so frightening.
Yeah.
To even figure out how do you figure out your way around that? I think for you, I mean, it's definitely pageantry training has a lot to do with that.
Listen, pageantry has disciplined me as an entertainer like nothing else has.
Yeah.
It really has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you fly back and forth,
mm-hmm.
Usually go like maybe Thursday, is it, or Friday?
No, I do Friday mornings.
Friday mornings.
So I'm on the first flight out at 6 a.m. every Friday morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you do that, do you already just have kind of a plan of action with regards to like what you eat and when you
eat? Absolutely.
Or are you somebody that will, I look at you and I'm like, she makes decisions.
I do make
decisions. She's like, I will be eating at this time. No, I'm not having a fucking payday candy bar as much as I want it. But I don't know. Do you have a thing where you're like, when I'm in the airport, I have this?
So once I land, my mother picks me up every single week and my mom and I have lunch. So
I love
that. It's not always so focused on what I'm going to eat, but that I'm going to sit down across from my mom.
Oh,
we're going to catch up for the
God,
week.
God, I love that.
Yeah, we're going to catch up for the week. What'd you do this week? How was your week? You know, my mom's retired. She retired in December of 2020. So she has a lot of time on her hands. And it has been a great adjustment to have me in California, knowing that every Friday I'm there, we catch up. She knows what's going on in LA. Right. I know what's going on in Chicago. And her favorite is a Philly cheesesteak. We have that probably maybe twice a month, probably. She enjoys a Philly cheesesteak. That's and after that, we go back to the house. We chill for like a second, and then I head right over to Roscoe's and start getting ready. Yeah.
Do you want on the plane a aisle seat, a middle seat, a window seat?
I want a window seat because I don't want to be bothered. I don't want you to wake me up to try and use the restroom. I am not going to fight for the middle armrest. I'm going to give that up to you. You can have it if you're in the middle because I'm going to press up against this window so fierce. That armrest does not mean
anything
to me.
It's all you, baby.
Take it.
Yeah.
Because if you're happy, I'm happy.
Right.
So I'm pressed up against that window with no problem. I love
it. And especially if you get into that window before The other two seats are there. You can get your shit situated the way you want it.
Absolutely.
And you can get that right leg over your left leg and be this way.
And you the whole time.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can. You can give them, first of all, you can fall asleep, but you can give them that visual that like that body language says,
I'm good.
I don't hate you. I just,
yeah.
I'm cool. It's also very early in the morning. It's true, right?
Yes.
Because it's, you know, it's the thing where you say to people like, I don't hate you. I just don't fuck with you.
Right.
Let's take a break. We are back with Naisha Lopez. We are talking about flowers and feathers and pageants and popcorn. I mean, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
This is the part of the show that we call Read Me Delta. People send in letters with questions, queries, commentary, a little bit of everything.
Read Me Delta!
And if you want one of your letters read on the show, send it to readmedelta@gmail.com. We will absolutely filter those through. Producer Doug sees all of them before I do, so I don't know exactly what comes through.
So you haven't seen this?
None of them.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so he will figure out what sound, because, you know, listen, some people will send stuff in and you're like, he tells me, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And of course, they don't always know who's here.
Yeah.
Sometimes they write letters hoping that someone, one of their favorites will be here.
Got it.
So obviously they knew you would be here because it says, hi, Delta and gorgeous guest. Ooh. I'm a 29-year-old gay man from Chicago.
Oh.
And I have a question about something I'm not quite understanding. What is with the acne sticker trend? Am I just old or is wearing a sticker on your blemish weird? I've seen this trend plenty of times online and I think it's fine if you're at home, but I've recently been seeing these stickers out in public. We all know what's under that metallic star-shaped sticker. And wouldn't you think the sticker draws more attention to your zit? Are acne stickers very Delta? Love you, divas. Very Ruperto.
Roberto.
Well, it's Ruperto.
Oh, Ruperto.
With a P.
Oh,
Ruperto. Ruperto.
Oh, Ruperto.
I have never heard that.
I never heard that either.
I haven't either, but I'm going to pretend like I have.
Yeah, Ruperto.
You know what I do whenever I know, if I don't know what's happening and people go, isn't that a surprise? I go, no, some people do things that way and that's different. I just try to like nod.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do that with a lot of people. Like when something shocking happens, you know, when you cut to your friend and you're like, and you go, Yeah. And I have like a mental notebook. Like, I'm going to tell her about that later.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about that later. And your friends, like, I don't know if you do this too. Like, if you're with somebody and you see something and you text like red shoes, red shoes, red shoes. And then you look and you're looking at them and then they look at you and you're like. Because we do that. I mean, I do that with a lot like with family members. Dress.
Yeah, dress.
Right?
And I just realized maybe it's Rupert, right? In English, would it
I
be
think
Rupert,
so, Rupert,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen the acne stickers. Have you?
Neither have I.
Okay.
I have not seen them.
I haven't.
I don't know that I would ever wear one.
I don't think I would.
I don't think I would wear one. In drag, I've been known to take a little black liquid liner and just do a little dot right on top of it. So then it looks like a little mole.
Right.
But not to the extent where I'm going to put a sticker.
I haven't done that.
I don't see that.
I mean, I think it's cute if that's what you're into. I don't feel like I could really critique it too much just because of all the shit I put on my face. But I don't do stickers usually.
Right. Now, is it, this would make a difference. Like, is it like medicated? Like, is it going to help the blemish go away?
Oh, okay.
Because if that's the case, I'll run around the house in those all day, every day.
Yeah.
If it's going to help. But if it's just to cover it, I don't know.
Now, what is acne? How does that happen to people? Is that because you're not watching your diet? Is that because you're overindulging? Hmm. Is that because you drink too much? Is that because you don't wash your face or change your pillowcase? I think that's what that is. You need to follow my tricks and tips to living a healthy, holistic life from the inside out, and you'll have no acne. We have nothing. We would never.
I had to Google it.
I had to Google it. shit. I haven't had a zit in a while, but let me tell you, I used to get crazy zits when I was like in high school.
Me too. I used to use that Proactiv.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to use Proactiv.
Oh, you were ugly back then. Oh. I'm just You were fucked up.
I was, girl.
You know what? I saw this meme and it was like, this is something like me. Why do I have skin problems? Me in the 90s and 2000s. And it was like that apricot scrub for the face.
Oh my God.
Stride X pads, noxema. And it's like, why is my skin sensitive?
All of it. All of it.
Because you were like, this is going to help.
Oh my God.
Just pour tea tree oil on your face. And you're like, ah! What's wrong with my face? You're just making it worse. You're just
irritating it. That's
it. You're exacerbating your problems. Have you exacerbated today? So essentially what we're saying here is if you want to wear your stickers, baby, you wear your stickers.
Wear your stickers.
We're probably not going to wear them.
No.
Hello, Delta, and very special guest. My name is Anthony from the San Gabriel Valley. This time of year, as soon as sunset rolls around, it seems as though someone has let out a swarm of invisible mosquitoes. Just because I do not see them does not mean that they're not there. The evidence is found all over my legs, my arms, and most annoyingly in the bat wing part of my arm that forms a bite. Sometimes developing into significant welts. Now, I mention this because the time is upon us for everyone to clean off the old barbecue grill, play Art Labo oldies, crack open some ice-cold Modelos, or whichever is the beer of your choice with your family. My question is this. How do you handle the mosquitoes or the pests at the barbecue? Do you prep with bug spray prior to going to the carne asada? Do you bring a citronella candle with you? Do you just opt out of sitting outside altogether? Going a step forward, what are your do's and don'ts for a cookout and the etiquette involved? Love always, very Anthony. That's interesting.
Wow.
Well, I have to say, just because I deal with this a lot,
yeah,
we have a ton of family events outside.
Okay.
Every one of our families has a barbecue for everything.
Yeah.
And they run very early in the day and they run very, very late at
night.
And I always get fucking bit the fuck up.
Ugh.
And I'm telling you, Anthony, you have to take your bug spray with you before you go.
Yeah.
Now, I buy the one that's like unscented and it's clear. Mm-hmm. And baby, I'm telling you, when I tell you the way I put lotion on, I'm like, I want it all on me.
Right. Yeah. Because
I don't want to get bit up. And it will still happen in a way. You just have to be diligent about that. And maybe spend half of your time inside and then a little bit of it outside. You just don't see these mosquitoes. Do you have a mosquito problem ever in Chicago?
In Chicago? Yeah. Summertime, for sure. Especially because I live a little bit, my family now lives a little more on the outskirts.
Okay.
So definitely more mosquitoes out there. And bug spray. We do the torches and the light stick.
You know,
the The zapper. But you said something that I want to ask you. Do you lotion up? Are those things that like would attract mosquitoes?
Well,
like,
what are they so
attracted to?
People say they're just that your natural smell comes through. When I get that spray, like I put it fucking
everywhere. Yeah.
And you know, I kind of have to say too, not even just the parts of you that are exposed.
Yeah.
But you could be sitting with shorts and your short pant leg will open and maybe a mosquito comes here and bites you or a flea or something. It's so much stronger in the summer, right?
Yeah. I'm not one of the ones that gets bit a lot though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they say that flies and bugs also are attracted to the smell of shit and they don't go to you, but they bite me the shit. Ah, damn.
Delta.
I stink, girl.
No, girl. Oh, that's but you know what I think it is too. I think it's like putting on the lotions, the perfumes, those kind of things that I feel like are attractive to
them. I could see that. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I think you have to be mindful of that because you don't want to get bit up. Because sometimes they do; they turn to like welts because you're scratching at them.
You're scratching
the histamines.
Now, are you a scratcher? Do you like?
Oh, I'll scratch it.
I do the cross. Do you do the cross thing? It's where you. This is so weird. I can't even believe I'm talking about this, but it's like, so you have the mosquito bite, right? And you see it. It's now a welt, but you want to scratch it so bad, but you don't. You take your nail and you press down so hard that it leaves a line, right? And you have that line, you see it.
Okay.
And then you do another one and then you see you have the cross and you do it to the point where it almost hurts, where it just stops It stops. Okay. It doesn't itch anymore. Like, okay. It doesn't. Yeah, so it's like a little cross like that. And you just do that on the. Try
it. I never
it.
Thought about
your next
that.
Mosquito bite. Try it.
I hope I get bit today. You know what I would do sometimes is I'll pat it.
Right. Well, see, that's. It's the same thing. Right. It's like essentially, you know, you're like creating.
But you look
this,
fucking but, crazy. Yeah. She's like, over here hey, cutting girl. Herself.
Hey.
And I'm like, oh, Nisha. Come Nisha, over here. Help me. She's like, girl, just cut yourself. I told you to cut yourself. Yeah.
Did you have a salad? Did you have the salad already?
Did you have a salad?
Did you get it, girl? It's so bad.
You know what? I'm planning. I want to have some barbecues this year at my new place. And you have to come.
Yes,
you have to
come I would to love one. That.
It'll be fun.
Yes, I would
It'll
love
be
that.
Fun. I actually, I always wonder too, because there's so many different girls. And I'm not saying like you have the answer to all of this. Yeah. But there's so many different girls of Latin Hispanic descent from mm-hmm. Drag Race, and many that are like, oh, I'm not just Puerto Rican, I'm Puerto Rican and Cuban,
right.
Or I'm Mexican, or I'm Mexican and
right.
So there's such a richness in all the different foods.
Absolutely.
I always wanna like eat what somebody else mm-hmm. has, just so I could be like, I've never like Madame was here and she was telling me about Puerto Rican food, and I was like, ooh, I want it. And she's like, well, I really like to cook. I would love to cook for you sometime. Yeah. And when I hear other people's food, I'm like, oh, bitch, I know that's good.
Yeah.
I know that's good. I can fucking tell.
Yeah.
And so it's so weird to like see everyone's different foods meld together.
And it's also interesting to see someone's take on it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to see, you know, for example, the way I would make my arroz con gandules is not necessarily the same way that Madame would make her arroz con gandules.
Right.
Not to say that mine is better, but I'm sure it is. So,
I'm just saying mine's better.
I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? Everyone does it, you know, differently.
Right.
So
yeah.
That would be, you know, interesting. Right. I would like to see that.
Well,
too.
You know, my thing, like, whenever I go out to a restaurant and I'm like a Mexican restaurant and I want something simple, like, I'm like, usually a go to for people is a carne asada burrito.
Yeah.
Right. But I have this thing where sometimes I'm like, I know it's cooked and I know it tastes good, mm-hmm. but I want the meat to be crispy.
Mm,
like, it's been on the grill and it's crisped the fuck out.
It's so good when you have that little crisp to go into that soft meat. Oh,
right.
It's so good. Yeah.
You know what I even say at this point? Like, sometimes people will talk about, like, going out to eat as, like, mm-hmm. a luxury. But, bitch, I feel like the fucking groceries are so expensive anymore. I might as well be just as cheap to go out and eat.
Listen, yesterday, this just happened yesterday. I went to the grocery store yesterday. I spent $400 on grocery. Now, mind you, I did buy a crock pot, so take $40 off because, you know, the crock pot cost me was $39.99. But still.
That still didn't put no dent in that bill.
Girl,
that still didn't
girl.
Put no, you could have bought jeans. You could buy, I still wouldn't put a dent.
I mean, I could not believe, and it's like fruits, vegetables, mm-hmm. You know, I'll get sugar-free this, fat-free this, and I'm to be healthy. It's so damn expensive.
Well, and that's when you get the groceries and you're like, bitch, if you don't eat that watermelon, I swear to God, if I find out that rots and you didn't eat it,
I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it.
I look at stuff and I'm like, you know what? I guess I'm having eggs for lunch.
Yep.
I'm going to have these eggs. I don't want them, but that's what I'm having.
Oh, I'm the one eating the eggs. And my boyfriend, why are you eating that? It expires tomorrow. I gotta eat it before it expires.
We're making a gluten-free cake.
Yep.
Today it's gonna be a maple cake. I'm not gonna eat it, but we're gonna give it to the neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you are so fun. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely, it's my
this
pleasure.
Is so fun.
My
I know,
pleasure.
And I know that you do have a tight schedule because you do. You're literally splitting time across the country, so it means the world that
my
you would
pleasure,
come here. And you're always
pleasure.
So easy to talk to
oh,
every
you.
Time.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you. I you know what? I also. You know, I worked in Palm Springs for a long, long time mm-hmm. and consistently, and then stopped working there just right around the pandemic, and then have had opportunities to come back and do stuff and with certain parameters. But you started your Spanglish brunch, and I'm telling you, I mean, within just a short amount of time, you called me and you were like, I would love to include you this in this way and that way. And you made it so worthwhile. And I was like, oh, I'm just so weird about doing this or that. And you said to me, and this means a lot to me because not everybody does this. You said, you just let me know when you want to come.
Yeah.
You let me know. And it means the world because I know you mean that.
Right.
A lot of people say that, but they don't mean that.
Right.
But you're just not
that girl.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you are that bitch.
Yeah.
But you're not that girl. Not to be confused. So it means the world to me. And then also, of course, I had friends that did it and they were like, girl, you need to do Nation's event. Yeah. It was the tea.
Yeah,
and
it was a good time.
And again, how would I not know that it was going to be the tea? Because you're not going to do anything that's not the tea for you.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's just
absolutely
not what you do.
Absolutely not. No.
So
and you know what? And it's something that we're doing for, you know, the Latino queens and for the Latinos in Palm Springs. And not just for them, but for everyone. You know, it's for everyone. So it's a fun thing. Yeah.
And the venue reforma is sick.
Oh my God, it's so sick.
It's so sick.
And the food?
Oh,
amazing.
My God, the first time I had their food, I was like, you can't be serious. Yeah. This is really,
it's so good.
Really elevated.
It's so good.
Thank you so much for listening and watching Very Delta. Our show comes out every Monday. Subscribe to Mom Podcast YouTube channel and turn on your notifications so you never miss an episode. Search for Very Delta on your favorite podcast apps to listen to the audio-only version if you cannot stand all of this visual beauty. You can also sign up for our premium offerings on Mom Plus Gold by visiting mompodcast.plus, where you get weekly episodes of more Very Delta. Don't forget to send all of your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram @deltawork. And where can people find you?
At Naysha Lopez on all platforms. Yeah,
all of them.
It's just simple. Naysha Lopez.
Yep. She's still on MySpace. You can find her there.
Absolutely. Yep. I still have, you know, songs on my page based on my mood. And
top eight.
My top eight changes all the time.
So if you're on good behavior, I mean, it could happen for you. Why? I feel like I just want to keep sitting here talking to you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so weird to tie it up.
It went by so quick.
It does. Go by really fast. We'll see you next week. And until then, keep things very Delta. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work. Produced and edited by Doug Robertson. Technical direction by Margot Padilla. With original theme music by Will Pitts. Media and design support by Stone Cold. And set design by Eris Sevilla. Executive produced by Alaska, Willem, Big Dipper, Camille Stennis, and Joe Cilio. Recorded at Forever Dog Productions. Hi, do you want to come on my face? Well, if you do, then you must be a Mom Gold Plus Platinum Diamond in the rough rider, ready to let me have it. Go, yeah, member.
Mom!
To listen to Very Delta ad-free, one day early, and to get access to more Very Delta and all of Mom Podcast's premium content, check out Mom Plus Gold at mompodcast.plus.